I'm Donald Waters, and welcome to Pocket Cinema, a conversation show about Casablanca, our favorite movies, and much, much more. Today on the show, we have...
Hi, everybody. I'm Nate Hall, and we're also joined today by...
Tyler Karsten.
And today, we've got a very special guest here. My roommate, actually. He goes by Brendan Novak.
Hello.
How was your week, dude?
It was, fine.
Did you fix your Ford F-150?
Nope.
No,
he is.
Definitely how'd you get here?
But he can drive it. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
How was it broken?
Cylinder one, three misfire, and then I moved the spark plug to cylinder one, not to cylinder one misfire.
Translate?
Dude, I don't know.
This part broken, move part, this part broken, it must be this part, so it needs to be fixed, those parts.
Okay. Well, Brenders, as we like to call you. Actually, everybody make sure you're... phone is turned off.
Turn it on.
Okay. Brenders, what is your favorite movie and why?
I don't know if I have any, like, one favorite. It depends, like, genre-based. Overall, though, probably The Goonies. Just a classic. Grew up on it with my family. Iconic. Just all-around good, entertaining movie. I could watch it over and over again, not get sick of it.
Any other movies?
Breakfast Club's pretty good too. And then more like recent ones, Spider-Verse, any Spider-Man movie really. I'm a fan of
Amazing Spider-Man. Especially Madam Web.
I do like those. I know. I haven't seen that. I don't know if I'm going to.
No,
we're gonna watch it for the show.
Yeah, no, I like Amazing Spider-Man. I may not have like the greatest storytelling, but it's a Spider-Man film that has like heart, so it's entertaining to me.
You know what his favorite movie is?
No.
Why don't you tell him?
Doctor Strange, The Multiverse of Madness.
That's good. I think I saw that once.
I haven't seen The Goonies, though.
You should watch it.
You haven't seen The Goonies?
No.
So you've seen it. It was Robbie who hasn't?
Robbie hasn't seen it.
Because he's an idiot.
And he's in film school, so. Yeah. Well, we have some movie news, if I can pull it up here, because I'm unprepared.
How did this happen?
His cord is tangled. That's what he's referring to.
I know. I'm trying to figure out how to...
yeah, we know you know, but the audience doesn't know.
Audience doesn't need to know.
The biggest news. There's going to be 4 individual Beatles biopics. All about the individual Beatles.
Yes. I'm so pumped for that.
They're all releasing in 2027.
27, okay. That's going to be peak. That's, well, I hope, because I love the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be cool that they're each going to get their own movie with, like, crossovers. I think it'll be great. It's something I've been waiting for too.
Beatles cinematic universe.
Yeah.
It's by Sam Mendes. Do you know what all 4 are going to be by Sam Mendes? He's had a few great films like American Beauty.
Okay.
Road to Perdition. He also did 1917. You know, kind of iffy on. Did a few James Bond movies. He did Skyfall and Spectre. He did movies called Jarhead and Revolutionary Road, which I haven't seen, but I've heard good things about Jarhead. And he did Empire of Light, which came out 2 years ago, which was a disaster. Apparently, everybody hated it.
Okay.
I haven't seen any of them.
Really?
No. The
Not even 1917?
Nope.
Wow.
I bought the James Bond movies, but nobody gives me access.
No. You don't have to.
Do you want to explain that situation, Nate? Probably.
So, pretty much during the COVID era,
I
was made to do Tyler's work for profit to make sure he passed. So some of that was we decided to get the James Bond movie. It's under my Microsoft account. We got like the whole collection other than, I guess, the newest one.
Yeah.
Which is...
No Time to Die.
But he doesn't have access to the movies yet. And I'm like, just ask me and I'll give you the password. But he never asked.
I never asked.
Because he's formally asking you right here on the show.
Yeah, but I'm not going to give my password out in public. With that, and I know if you watched any of them, you'd fall asleep during it.
Fair enough.
They're all in black and white.
Is it like the older James Bond movies?
No, it's all of them, but none of them are actually in black and white.
Black and white.
It's the black and white tuxedo I'm going to see and be like, I'm out.
Let's see.
I tried watching Lord of the Rings last night and I got tired.
Oh, God.
Really?
I do need to watch those.
Those are so long.
I love
they are. I want to watch the extended ones.
I tried watching the extended version. I'm like, I didn't get that far in. I haven't seen the originals either. So I was like, oh, I'll just watch the extended version.
Have you seen The Hobbits?
No.
The Hobbits are like prequels, though.
I guess, but the book technically came out before the other book.
What makes me want to watch
Hobbit came out before the Lord of the Rings.
What makes me want to watch Lord of the Rings?
The book of the Hobbit came out before the books of Lord of the Rings.
No kidding.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I always thought the Hobbit came after.
That's what I thought because of the movies, but that's why I've never watched them, because I want to get through Hobbit.
I think the movies got released after.
The movies got released before the Hobbit movies.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Hobbit movies got released after, but they are technically before, because a Hobbit finds...
Okay,
it's a prequel to the story, but it was technically still before.
What makes me want to watch this, because my dad was watching the new series that came out for the...
Rings of Power.
Yeah, Rings of Power. I got like last six episodes of it. So I'm like...
You watched the last six episodes of it?
It's only eight episodes long.
Oh, so. I know what we can talk about. The Avatar Last Airbender live action came out today.
I know, I need to watch
today?
I'm so excited to watch
today.
I
need to watch it when I get home.
I hope it's good. And no spoilers, obviously, because none of us have watched it. But a friend of mine was really hyped for it, and he didn't say anything about it, but he just said it was cool. I can't remember his last name.
Oh, from the podcast?
Not on the podcast. Another friend of mine. He plays piano.
New Love?
Yeah, New Love. Yep. Cool New Love.
Shout out.
He did not like it. He thinks it's bad so far. But he loves the original.
Should I do that or the original first?
I'd start with the original. That's what I'm going to do. He said the CG, though, is amazing. So, hopefully...
Yeah, I saw, a trailer, and then people were, put off by, the trailer that they released.
The trailer, I thought, looked good.
Because the bending is in slow motion.
That was just a slow motion thing, I'm pretty sure.
I know, that's what I thought. And but people got put off by it because they're, not fast-paced.
We'll see. People are scarred from the...
And they didn't like the...
2010 movie that doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah. Like M. Night.
They didn't like how Boomy looked in the...
Because
it reminded him of the series of unfortunate events guy.
Oh, okay.
That's fair.
I don't have much to say about this one, but you two, my Brenders and Nate, that Marvel and DC are reteaming to republish their greatest team-up comics to print for the first time in decades.
I don't know. I never knew much about the Marvel and DC team-up other than, they did it. I remember that. But I'm excited as frick, because I'm definitely going to try to collect those. I've been getting into more single-issue comics recently, with, that new Ultimate Spider-Man run that's been coming out. I'm hoping to pick up the next issue probably tomorrow. But it's exciting. I'm excited to see, a DC and Marvel crossover. I don't know if I want that in, movies, though.
Yeah, that's probably what's...
They technically opened it up with Deadpool 3, because in Deadpool 2, we've all seen that now, yeah? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You saw that with me.
Yeah.
Not better than Doctor Strange?
Good.
So in Deadpool 2, he goes, to all those other timelines, and one of them is when Ryan Reynolds was signing on for Green Lantern. Right. So, now, Deadpool's going to be in the MCU. Technically, it's a stretch, but there's an MCU and DC connection. And nothing's going to come of it, but I think it's just funny.
The Reynolds-verse.
The Reynolds-verse.
Free guys involved, too.
Yeah.
Paramount and Comcast have talked about potentially combining Paramount Plus and Peacock. People are saying Paracock.
I'm not against that. It really just comes down to the price. I'm not against streaming services combining. I would like if there's less, a lot less, because there's all these apps now.
Yeah.
It's just going to end up costing the same or if not more than cable eventually.
Yeah, but at least what I've been noticing with cable is that...
At least you can choose when to watch what you want to watch.
Yeah, you get to choose when, pretty much where kind of to watch, what to watch. With cable, it's typically just what's on TV. You technically have, with Spectrum, you've got that free stuff, or you can buy stuff. But the other thing is, cable...
You're locked into a contract.
Yeah, you're locked into a contract.
A multi-year contract. Well, in streaming service, you can log in for a month, watch what you want to watch, and then stop it for the next month, something comes out. Pay for it the next month, and then you stretch it out.
It's that, and then also, cable box is sometimes crapshoot. It's been happening to mine at my house. If the Wi-Fi's out, you literally have no chance to watch it with at least your phone. You can use cellular data. So, I don't know. I've been against cable for a long time, and that's just how I am. But, I don't know. Streaming, I think, is the way to go. I think it's the future at this point. And we'll see how long, cable companies last.
Did you see Nintendo Switch re-release their Super Smash Bundle, but for the OLED? Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was like, that's stupid. But I was like, I want it.
But now it's all it. You're probably going to buy it, let's be no, honest. I don't know that debt. No, I'm not.
Thanks for the transition, because the next piece of news is that Nintendo will now reportedly launch their next console in quarter one of next year.
Unfortunately, really? I could see that happening. My wallet's not going to be ready for that one. So we really got to see what's up with it.
I just got a Switch.
Right.
Like, last year.
I have like seven.
Yeah, you don't need seven, though.
Seven Switches, that is.
Yeah.
For people at home.
I want to get the new console, but also money.
Yeah, job.
So it's really job. I have a job.
Clearly not.
I'm making like $300 a week, dude.
Huh?
Do you even know what the console's going to be?
No, not yet. So I'm not like, right now I don't plan on buying it until I see what it is and what's going to come. And if it's backwards compatible with the Switch, like if it's literally just like a deluxe Switch, like a pro Switch where the dock is like 4K, and you can still buy the Switch games that would come out on it and play it on your regular Switch, Switch OLED, I'm not going to worry about getting the console for a little while. Because the only thing I'm worried about is the exclusive games, like Mario Odyssey 2 or something.
I could see them teasing it, but launching it?
I mean,
like
the
in
Switch,
store?
The Switch has been out.
We don't even know what it is, though.
Yeah, but I don't think we...
You instantly switched from your regular Switch to the OLED, so why would you not switch from the OLED to the new one?
Money.
But you sold your previous one. Then get a job.
Yep. I have a job.
A better job.
Work at Viva. I get $300 a week.
Domino's.
I plan on working at Viva's in the summer. That's kind of my idea right
Domino's
now.
Domino's in the summer.
Viva's in the summer.
Domino's.
Viva's.
Viva.
Domino's.
You can work at Viva too, dude.
The Domino's pays more.
But they do delivery now. Be a delivery driver at Viva's.
I'd love to be a delivery driver in Viva's. That'd be the easiest. Since we're on kind of Nintendo stuff, this isn't new movie news. This came out a while ago, but we haven't talked about it really. Is that we're getting a live action Zelda.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm happy and sad for that. I think it'll be really cool to see live action, but I'm worried what that means for, like, after we saw the Mario movie, you know, animated and everything, we were kind of hoping we'd start getting this animated Nintendo universe.
Do we know what?
That we could do, like, Smash Bros.
Do we know what story they're doing of Zelda?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
I bet it'll be.
It's by the director of Hunger Games or something.
Is that or Maze Runner?
Yeah, Maze Runner. By the director of Maze Runner.
I'm not sure. I feel like if it's not like an original or kind of like taking elements from all the stories, maybe it'll follow like Ocarina of Time since that's super popular.
Or Twilight Princess.
Or Breath of the Wild.
I don't think they're going to do Twilight Princess first.
Probably not.
That
maybe
would be
Breath
cool.
of the Wild. It'd be cool, but
they
like,
might not do the transformations between wolf.
Right. That might influence some kids. Young. With furries.
Yeah.
Disney and Sony reportedly have signed a major deal for Sony Pictures Home Entertainment to take over all of Disney's physical media production.
I saw that. That makes me, I think, happy. I think I'm happy. Because it still means we're going to get physical media.
Woo!
Woo! Woo! Because, you know, Best Buy's fucking stupid and just now are out of their physical media. They completely discontinued it. That's annoying. But yeah, I'm happy that, like, we're going to still get physical media from Disney, because even though, you know, modern Disney isn't the greatest, there are sometimes they have good movies, kind of. I'd love to see them continue making prints of their, like, Blu-ray 4K prints of their Disney Plus shows.
I just want more, like, fancy steelbooks.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because they have one for WandaVision, Loki, Mandalorian Season 1 and 2.
What, they have steelbooks in Mandalorian?
Yeah. I wanted the Guardians 3 one, but it sold out immediately.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm looking this up.
They do, seriously. They're like $45, so it's really pricey.
Nah, I bought more expensive ones. I paid $60 for that steelbook of Pokemon Shield. That turned out to be just an
it's just
Pokemon
the case.
That's
just the regular
so
case. No, it was posted.
He thought he was getting the
game.
No,
no, it was posted all like that, and then they changed the listing, and they gave me that, and so I can't really do anything about it.
it was a scheme. And also, the last piece of movie news I have is that Tom Cruise has been cast in Alejandro Iñárritu's next film.
I actually saw something about that earlier today. I don't know that director.
The film Bardo, False Chronicle. It was a good movie. Oh. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Look up Bardo.
I thought it would have looked cooler.
He also did Birdman.
Oh, okay. I watched some of Birdman. Man.
And he did The Revenant.
I've heard of that one.
And Amores Perros.
Okay.
On Criterion.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Well?
I feel like it should have just been, like, the face of the Mandalorian, the helmet.
Let me see.
I feel like it should just
be. That's why you're not designing them. I'm going to be.
It would have been really cool to be like the metal.
So you're saying have it like, in, like where you could feel it?
Yeah, that's cool.
Feel the
like,
face?
But because it's like out of the. Or like at least like the ingot.
It could be like the best part.
Yeah. The metal.
Yeah. Right.
I like that personally. I like the design.
It's fine, but like. My ideas are better. They should put
me
in.
No, they're not.
They
should put me in charge, really shouldn't.
Charge of design.
I mean, pardon bite. Wow, I'm going to discuss. We're going to discuss the next movie that was recommended by me.
And that movie was
Casablanca. Mm-hmm. My favorite movie of all time.
Yep, mine too.
So,
1942 romance movie set in World War II.
Nobody told me it was 1942.
I told you.
He definitely.
I wasn't
told
paying
us.
Attention.
You lost second chair.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. It's about a bar owner named Rick, and the bar is called Rick's. And he has a very mysterious past. His girlfriend comes back, and she wants him to let them, because Casablanca is like in between Europe and America, so it's like a kind of purgatory where you have to stay there forever until you get like a transit ticket or whatever, and he has transit tickets, and she wants to Rick to give her a transit ticket, Ingrid Bergman, but also Ingrid Bergman's boyfriend at the time is a super big advocate for freedom in the Czech Republic, and so Rick is trying to help his former girlfriend escape. But in doing so, he has to get her boyfriend arrested. Yeah, that's basically an outline of the movie. What did we think of it,
Tyler? What did you think of it?
It's in Africa.
Mm.
Never mind. Nope.
It's in Casablanca.
Never mind. No. But never mind. I'll get it. It was a super good movie.
Oh yeah.
It started up, and there was this Warner Brothers logo,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
in black and white,
mm-hmm.
and then they rolled credits. It was amazing.
You know what? He is right. They rolled credits into them. Like, mm-hmm. woo! Good movie. Mm-hmm. Short, sweet, right to the point.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tyler, I'm eating another porn bite. With that plot description, what do you think happens in the movie?
In case you guys didn't know, he did not watch this movie.
No, he did not.
So, his lover,
mm-hmm.
was
former lover,
was somewhere, and somewhere during World War II. So,
uh-huh.
so he went after her.
Mm, okay, okay.
And he
who Rick?
Or yeah, the Rick. Guy? Yep. We'll just go Rick. Rick went and fought in World War II for her, something like that, and gets 10,000 francs. He's a rich man.
You are. Without a doubt, 90.9% right. I meant wrong.
Right.
I screwed up.
Right.
You were right about one thing in that entire thing.
You want me to give you the plot again? Because I bet you weren't paying good
attention. No, he wasn't. God.
Rick's former lover comes back. Her boyfriend.
Let
me explain this to you so that you can give us your...
Yes. Yes.
His former lover comes back.
Yes.
And she says, we need me and my boyfriend, who is a famous leader of freedom, advocate of freedom in Democracy. Czech Republic. She needs him to give her passes, them passes, to go to Czech Republic and leave Casablanca. He has the passes, but he has to get her boyfriend arrested so that he can really escape with her.
Okay.
What do you think?
So Rick is not the boyfriend?
No, Rick is the main guy.
He was the ex-boyfriend.
So Rick can choose.
Oh, okay.
Rick can choose.
Gotcha.
Rick can choose. Wait, listen.
No, I got you.
Rick can choose to either let her boyfriend get arrested, or he can threaten the police officer guy to let them both leave and him stay there and get himself in trouble.
All right, got it. Okay. So, Rick.
Okay.
Threatens the police officer and gets them both passes. Now, there's some conflict. Somewhere in there to make the movie longer for some whatever reason.
That's at the very end. You have to. There's a whole buildup.
Yeah. The buildup. Whatever. Yeah. Explaining who the characters are and all that.
There's also Sam who is an employee.
Nobody
of the
cares
bar.
About the Sam. Sam's going to die at the end of the movie anyways. So and then they threaten the police officer
at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah. Right at the beginning. And then they get their passes and. Now Rick wants money, so Rick gets money, and Rick is rich man now.
Rick is rich.
Somehow, yep.
Then what happens?
They go fight in the war.
Why do they go fight in the war?
Who?
Who?
Whoever the other two people are besides Rick.
It's former lover and her boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good movie to me. Thought this was a war movie.
Should we buy the rights to Casablanca to redo it?
No, we should be fine. We should be fine under the parody law.
Let me finish my palm bite here.
No, that was wrong.
It was a pretty good movie. I had a better Orion in the Dark movie storyline. This one just. Orion in the Dark shows up.
This is in Casablanca.
Orion in the Dark.
Yeah.
So, like, Orion and Dark.
Yeah. Show up.
And? Is that... That's darkness. What Orion's afraid of.
Yeah. The war. That's why they all show up.
Full circle. Well, that's not what happened.
No, it's not.
We're going to get into spoilers later. First, surface level thoughts. Let's go Brenders first.
Oh, God. you know, it was interesting. It was, I mean, given the time period, it wasn't like an action movie, obviously. It was more like dialogue-driven, character-driven. It kind of started off slow and was a little, little hard to pay attention to. I was kind of struggling for the first few minutes. But it got better. Like when Laszlo and
what was it?
It's Ilsa. Like Ilsa.
We're not good with character names.
No.
Okay, well, when the big we know big ally about. Guy yeah. and his girlfriend come in, the ex-girlfriend of Rick, once they come in and start talking and doing stuff, it gets a lot better. I thought it was interesting, the character development and such throughout, how the one guy calls Rick sentimentalist the whole time, and he's like, well, I'm just kind of middle of the road, and then... You know, it turns out he's actually a good guy. So, pretty interesting. Pretty decent watch.
Nate?
So they're trying to go to Spain?
What?
No.
They're trying to go to
America!
Casablanca's right there.
It's in Morocco.
Yeah, so, which is in Africa.
You said this is between, like, Europe and America, right?
That's
they're
how
on
I
the
watch
edge
it.
Of Africa.
You probably know geography better than I
do. Yeah, I'm not right a geography there. Guy.
Yeah, it is the top of it. It's like the north.
Then they're going to go all the way over there?
Yeah.
I don't know what they... That's... Why don't they just swim?
Tyler.
Never mind. Instead of Rick helping them, they just swam to America.
Right. No, actually, Dark helps them fly over
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
They befriend a couple sharks and dolphins.
The jaws shark?
They flew over there because of the Sharknado.
You are not including Sharknado in this discussion. No, that's where I'm drawing the line.
Is that? I hope that's your next.
No, it better not be. So I'm not watching that goddamn movie.
Please, I've never seen it. I want to watch.
We'll have you back
so
for Sharknado.
Stupid. All right, my thoughts of the movie.
Yeah, your thoughts of the Sharknado.
I watched this with Brendan. Pretty much like almost right before we came to this. So it'd be kind of in my mind. Of course, I already lost it, but.
Because of my great description?
Yes. But it is very good. It's, I think maybe on a rewatch, I might start to appreciate it better. Because it's not a 10 out of 10 for me. It's like a 7, 8.
Tyler's agreeing.
And I'm saying maybe on a rewatch, I'll appreciate it more. I do think, though, the restoration of this movie was amazing. I really thought visually, it was quite magnificent.
Magnet.
But
Yeah, it looked sharp and clean. It was really nice.
Yeah, I never thought, though, about, like, the whole purgatory idea. That, like, Casablanca is the purgatory and America's pretty much, like, heaven.
Mm.
Maybe. And then where they were coming from is hell, pretty much. That's kind of what, when you said purgatory, I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. maybe that's what
yeah.
that
yeah, that's about. That's an interesting read on it.
But, oh, God. Yeah, it's very story-driven. There isn't really much action. The action that is there is some funny gunshots. Yeah, yeah, obviously, yeah. for the time, it was... it works, and it's funny, I think. But it gets the story going. And the character development's... it's all right.
Not enough.
Not enough character development. No. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's very hard to talk about good movies, because everything that could be said has been said. So we should just... try to play to the audience that we theoretically have, which is ONU students, right?
Yeah,
sure.
Did you guys, as ONU students, general students, did you like it?
I don't. If I were an ONU student, I probably wouldn't have watched it unless it was for a history class.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have gone out of my way to watch it.
I maybe didn't go out of my way to watch it.
No, I would go out of my way personally because it's something I've been wanting to watch. And also, once again, this was not like a I kind of had to force myself to watch this because I know I wanted to watch it, but. Just wasn't the, like, once again, I had a feel for it. I'm glad I watched it, but it was...
It's kind of like a hidden gem. Like, I don't know if I would have watched it.
Oh,
it's not very hidden.
It. Yeah, it's not especially, a hidden gem. It's very popular.
But I guess in today's TikTok yeah. culture.
TikTok culture.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, for more modern movies, like, it's not... It's kind of hidden. I know it's, like a really well-renowned movie, but if I stumbled across it on my own somewhere, like, I probably wouldn't have watched it. But having watched it, I did enjoy it and like it, so it's mm-hmm. like...
I mean, the only reason I bought the 4K copy of it was because you loved it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, this is hot. I didn't even watch it like that. I watched it on Max, which I kind of hated.
We didn't watch it in 4K?
Well, we watched it on 4K on Max, but it... Wi-Fi issues.
It
could have
looked better with physical.
It's just my physical was at home, so I didn't bring it.
And you didn't go get it? You live 5 minutes
away. Yeah.
I did not have time.
Okay.
You had plenty of time. You had enough time to watch Casablanca.
You remember when we were fighting for democracy earlier?
Yeah. Fighting for democracy is important. If you want to be a Helldiver, go get Helldivers 2. PC, PlayStation 5. Come help us fight democracy.
No, we got to wait for the servers to open up before you tell people to come play with us.
Come on! It's all we need.
I don't get invited to play games anymore.
You don't own PlayStation and your PC is crap.
It is better than your Steam
You don't
deck.
Have a PS5, dude?
Better than my Steam Deck. Oh!
Why don't you have a PS5, dude?
Because he hates Xbox. PlayStation. Because they have all the good
You have
exclusives.
Xbox Series X?
Yeah.
I might get one of those.
You should get one of those.
You have a PS5 already, Donald?
Mm-mm.
You should get that.
You know what Xbox has over PlayStation?
What?
We're getting into this topic.
Power World.
Power World?
Let me
Donald will not
Spider-Man.
Play Power World.
Huh?
Spider-Man.
Mine's just going
to
be
Donald,
a,
do you like taking care of little pets that you can go?
I know what Power World
The colors on PlayStation 5 The colors on PlayStation 5, in my opinion, have looked a lot better than on the Xbox.
Xbox
so,
a lot better.
Well, let's get back to Casablanca. The song that Sam plays, As Time... But did you notice that's the Warner Brothers intro? As time goes by...
Boom, no, boom, I didn't. Boom, that's cool. Boom. It's a pretty good song. It's very nice. I didn't notice how that's the Warner Bros. Theme. That's pretty cool.
Did you like the characters?
No.
Rick was cool enough, I guess.
Nuh-uh.
It's interesting to think that, like...
He let them swim across the ocean by themselves.
It's interesting to think that, like, 60-odd years later, he's in a zombie apocalypse, but...
God, I was thinking about making a joke like that.
Crazy how time flies for him.
As time goes by. this has been widely praised as the greatest screenplay of all time. And it's made in the 40s, and it's not like this, see? It's, like, very grounded.
There was one guy that was kind of like that. Yeah. He was very snide. I liked it.
But, like, the guy at the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny. His voice was funny.
Agree, Tyler?
Yep. Well, I don't know why Rick let them swim across the ocean if he's such a nice guy.
They didn't swim. They let Dark fly him across.
Yeah.
Dark can't keep his, can't keep his own swim. Plot.
No, I can. Walking Dark
dead,
Dark
summoned so. The audience.
Sharknado.
Okay. Is that all for non-spoilers? I want to...
Yeah. Now we can kind of
I already
go into
spoiled
the
entire movie. You didn't do spoilers.
Any other thoughts before spoilers?
I'll watch it. I mean, I think I'd recommend to watch it if you have not.
You recommend it?
Yeah, I would recommend it.
It's one of those. It's a.
If you don't like black and white, I don't recommend it.
It's a period piece. I don't know, actually.
I mean, I would, yeah.
But I think it's worth a watch, you know. Get into some of the classics.
Okay. Spoilers!
Alright.
Did Rick make the right decision?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
No.
I think it makes sense for him.
Have you guys seen the classic argument on When Harry Met Sally?
No, because I haven't seen When Harry Met Sally.
Right, not either.
I'll play this scene for the audience.
Are you talking about the scene? I think I know what scene you're talking about. Very
dark funny. Side?
That's what drew to me.
Your dark side.
Sure. Why don't you have a dark side?
It's going to go on for a while.
Just dark wasn't there.
I have just as much of a dark side as the next person.
Oh, really? When I buy a new book, I always read the last page first. That way, in case I die before I finish, I know how it ends. That, my friend, is a dark side.
That's Billy Crystal.
I mean,
that's Meg Ryan.
Basically, I'm a happy person.
So am I.
And I don't see that there's anything wrong with that.
Of course not. You're too busy being happy. Do you ever think about death?
Yes.
Sure you do.
This is more of a preamble to the transom of your mind.
I spend hours. I spend days.
And you think this makes you a better person?
So, when the shit comes down, I'm going to be prepared. And you're not. That's all I'm saying.
In the meantime, you're going to ruin your whole life waiting for it.
Okay.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Here it is.
You're wrong.
He wants her to leave. That's why he puts her on the plane.
I don't think she wants to stay.
Of course she wants to stay. Wouldn't you rather be with Humphrey Bogart than the other guy?
I don't want to spend the rest of my life in Casablanca married to a man who runs a bar. It probably sounds very snobbish to you, but I don't.
You'd rather be in a passionless marriage.
And be the first lady of Czechoslovakia.
And live with a man you've had the greatest sex of your life with just because he owns a bar and that is all he does.
Yes. And so with any woman in her right mind, women are very practical, even Ingrid Bergman, which is why she gets on the plane at the end of the movie.
There's a plane?
I understand.
How do you think they got to America?
What?
They didn't swim!
Listen!
What?
Forget about it.
Just what? What? Forget about what?
It's not important.
Now just tell me.
Yeah.
Two,
please.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Forget about it.
What? Forget about what?
It's not important.
Now, just tell me.
Obviously, you haven't had great sex yet. Two, please.
Right over there.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
It just so happens that I have had plenty of good sex.
There you go.
So before we continue on, I just want the listeners at home to understand that Tyler, before this podcast started, downed a quart of Smith's old-fashioned chocolate milk. He brought it in full.
Not sponsored.
Not even maybe even 10 minutes later, he downed the whole thing.
And I would do it with half a gallon, too.
Where'd you get it?
The gas station next door. The Domino's.
Oh, oh. Damn it. Because I kind of want some chocolate milk now. Okay. No, I've never heard that. Well, I haven't seen When Harry Met Sally, so I haven't heard that whole thing. That was funny. But yeah, I think he did the right thing. I mean,
do you think she wanted to leave? Or do you think she wanted to stay with the guy who she had the best sex of her life with?
I mean, she didn't sound like she wanted to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't sound like she wanted to leave.
She's like trying to stay.
Yeah.
And Rick was like, well, no, you need to go be with him because you're his motivation, was my understanding of it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Which is what Meg Ryan was saying. Women are very practical, even Ingrid Bergman. Which is why she went on the plane at the end of the movie.
Yeah. It needs my rough spot, because I...
Because you just watched.
Yeah, it's just like I...
right before
I had
the mics
rush
came
it.
On.
But
you understood what happened?
I think so.
He let her go off with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
So that they can be... Because he had a lot of baggage and a target on his back. So if he left with her, then they would have probably just gotten arrested if they...
Mm-hmm.
When, so Rick sacrificed his desire and his love for Ingrid Bergman for Ingrid Bergman's happiness and longevity and blah blah.
Well, wasn't she married to Laszlo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yeah, but like also Rick is he was the sincere guy or whatever. What was it?
Sentimental.
The
sentimental.
Guy who owned a bar.
As we found out in the beginning, kind of came full circle. Like he's a sentimental kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's like, no, I'm not.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Yeah, but and we saw that.
You think I'd stick my neck out for blah, blah, blah?
Well, the thing is, we saw that before, too, because,
couple times.
Yeah, this couple went in, and they're like, the girlfriend of this couple comes to Rick and is like, we don't have any money. And she's trying to prostitute herself, is what she was going to do. And she's like, do you think you'd understand? And he's like, I think he just said you should get out of town or something.
Something like that.
But pretty much what happens is he goes to where this guy is gambling for money, and the kid's about to leave because he's like, he lost money. But he's like, put it on 22, and he looks at the guy who's running the roulette table, and it lands on 22, does it again, lands on 22 again. So now they have a pretty good chunk of money. They're going to cash out, and they're actually going to get into America. So we see that he's like a... He is a nice person. He wants to help.
What's that show?
Yep, that show. Yeah, really good show.
No, with Fry and them. And then
Futurama?
Futurama. I was trying to think of the
what about where Futurama?
Where they put it. They bet it. And Gorgon.
Well, they didn't lose it, but I see where you're going.
I know. Where Futurama did the thing, they're like, I won. I won again. Gone.
But yeah, and this movie, it starts at like Rick's Cafe or his club.
Rick's.
It's just but Rick's. I mean, from what we saw in the beginning, from what I understood, was that it was kind of like you go here to figure out how to get out of Casablanca, how to get to America. Like they had people that were telling people who wanted to get out of the country on how to like where you needed to go, how much you needed to bring.
Like a black market?
Kind of like a black market. And the thing is, though, like, police would be in there and stuff, so they had to be careful about it. But it works out. And it's pretty interesting, kind of how it just sets the place up. Because, you know, you spend most of the movie in there. You know, there's some good side characters, like, I don't know what his actual name was, but he reminds me of Cogsworth. He's the fat, white hair butler, I think. Or not butler, but...
Server.
Yeah. Thought he was really funny. And then you have Sam, who plays piano, who is... He escaped to Casablanca with Rick, too. And they're pretty well acquainted. Huh. All right. Your turn, Donald.
About
it's
what?
Your movie. I don't know.
No, it's just... I just like hearing your...
Well, I'm not sure what I was going for. I was just kind of talking about it.
Yeah. That's what we can't... There's not anything new to say about it. Just a great movie that I feel like everybody needs to watch.
Yeah, it was very good. I think everybody should watch it. It doesn't matter that it's in black and white. It really doesn't.
It does matter.
No, it doesn't.
No, it
does.
In what ways?
In every way. Enjoyable.
What if I had you watch Seven Samurai?
Seven Samurai.
Samurai movie. Swordsman.
Is it black and white?
Mathematicians.
Is it black and white?
Maybe.
Didn't know.
Come on!
Seven Samurai is good, though.
Isn't it colored? I like seeing swords. God.
What?
I like seeing swords.
You the see the swords.
Some swords are different colors.
This isn't Demon Slayer.
Still some swords are different colors.
This isn't Demon Slayer. Okay.
What if their sword is stained red from blood?
Then it's a darker color on the screen. Oh my god, is that how that works?
Do you remember?
Better.
Do you remember
add color?
Do you remember the reference to the end of Casablanca and Fred?
Fred?
Let me play.
No.
I'll find it.
No, thank you.
I'll find
it. No way.
Yeah, Fred. I think it's Fred 2.
Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that's black and white, though. I think it's very good, and people should watch it.
But colors.
I get it. Colors are nice now, but for the time.
Colors. When did they come out?
I can't find it.
42.
So, color. Color was available.
Yes, I actually am interested why it wasn't in color, because we found it with, like, Gone with the Wind in color.
Was it 42 for the Seven Sword Samurai, whatever?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, that's
Seven Samurai is,
When did Seven Samurai come out? It's Kurosawa.
You can be, like, 60s.
54.
Oh, yeah, look. That shit had color.
Color would have been so nice.
Okay, but color wasn't, like, we actually were talking about this before the podcast. Color was more expensive, so it kind of depended on the budget. And I don't know if Casablanca had a big budget, considering, like,
but
it's very
grounded. But the Seven Samurai.
Seven Samurai, I don't think, had a big budget.
They should have.
It's honestly not, like, practical effects-wise, or, like, effects-wise, it's not huge.
Although Casablanca was an A-list film with established stars and first-rate writers, no one involved with its production expected it to stand out among the many pictures produced by Hollywood yearly. Casablanca was rushed into release to take advantage of the publicity from the Allied invasion of North Africa a few weeks earlier. It had its world premiere on my birthday, November 26, 1942, in New York City, and was released nationally in the United States in January. The film was a solid, if unspectacular, success in its initial run. So they rushed it.
They rushed it, so they weren't... They didn't think it was going to be great, so they weren't going to invest into color.
Well, but the Seven Samurai, though.
I feel like the same thing for... I don't think... It was rushed, and I don't know if in Japan at the time they even did color film.
We're not doing Seven Samurai right now, so I...
We're just talking.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about the movie? It's just a great movie, I don't know.
Yeah, it's great. Well, it's very good in my opinion. It did, like, at the end, I'm like... I had to keep looking at my phone because I had class right before this podcast, so I was in between that. And I'm like, alright, how much time do we have? And it was like 26 minutes. I'm like, dang. It runs fast in some areas, but also feels slow in other. But, yeah, overall, very good movie. The music was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Since it was like all as time goes on.
You must remember this.
But it was good.
A kiss is just a kiss. Good movie. The ratings.
I'd say I'm gonna go 7 out of 10 right now. Okay.
What would you rate it, Brenders?
Probably 6 out of 10 first time through, but I feel like on a rewatch, definitely 7.
Mm.
If I could, you know, now that I know what to expect, pay attention to the beginning. It won't drag so much.
So once again, based off our description, what would you give it? And don't you dare like knock off points for the color.
I was going to.
I don't know, probably a 6 or 7.
Okay. Now you know what time it is?
But like if I knock off like 5 points for color, it's like a 2.
What time is it? What time is it?
Nate's X-Men update!
Spoilers!
I haven't watched X-Men yet.
So this one... So in case you all don't know...
Spoilers!
So, in case you don't know, I've been trying, and it's been succeeding so far. I've been watching one X-Men movie a week, you know, starting at the beginning and going on through. And I've been watching them with Brendan here because he loves the X-Men movies.
I was invited.
No, you're not invited. You're not going to be invited. You're never going to be invited. And
I'm not invited.
See
either.
How mean they are to me?
You're not going to be invited. You're never going to be invited.
Hey!
Anyways, so these movies... Anyways, actually, no. The movie that we did, that I watched for this week, was X-Men Origins Wolverine. I'm sad to say, this is the first X-Men movie that wasn't, like, the greatest. I still enjoyed it.
Did you like it, Brad?
Would it have been better in black and white?
Yes. Yeah, actually, I think it would have. Because you know one of its big problems was? The CG was shit.
Why does that matter? If it was in black and white, it wouldn't have mattered.
You're right, I wouldn't have noticed as much.
At least they gave it color.
No, but to be fair, though, the studio, when the movie came out, like, a part of it got leaked, so they just kind of rushed and put it out. So that's why the CG's, like, worse
it is
than
why
a
it's
movie
worse.
3, 6, and 9 years before it.
And I think you can see, like, the areas where it's, like, they got rushed. Because there's some scenes where it's, like, Wolverine's claws coming out. They were, and Wolverine's claws in general were apparently just CG, and they looked so bad. Hmm. And, the thing that sucks, though, is, like, I don't think it was a studio's decision to rush. I'm pretty sure Fox forced them to rush. And then they just started wanting to pump out movies.
Potentially. I didn't look too far into it.
How many X-Men movies are there?
Probably 10.
What? X2, Three. Last Stand, Origins Wolverine, First Class, The Wolverine, Days of Future Past, Apocalypse.
Dang!
Dark
Phoenix, Logan. Oh, and New Mutants.
Logan, New Mutants, and if you count Deadpool 1 and 2.
So
dang!
11 without Deadpool, 13 with.
And we're going to get onto this in a second. We're going to talk about your Deadpool ratings. We're talking about
it. Okay. Yeah. What is Deadpool rating?
No, hang on. This will be later.
What?
But anyways, this movie, and for me, I'm like, okay, people don't like this one as much. When I was going, and I'm like, I'm hoping for the best because I've been loving the X-Men movies so far. And it started out actually pretty good. I really liked where it was going. We already did the spoiler thing, but just in case, spoilers. We meet we get like Wade Wilson now, and Sabretooth. but yeah, I'm like, oh, cool, Wade Wilson. I thought he was just gonna come in at like the end, as like a little end credit thing from that one scene in Deadpool 2 where he's like he comes in the doorway.
And kill, and,
yeah, that's because I've never seen it before, so I'm like, oh, he's just gonna be there. Are you worried about the spoilers? You could leave. Oh, I won't go too far into spoilers because neither of you have seen it. I don't know if you ever will. I don't think you'll.
I'll watch it. I've seen some. I've seen the Wolverine movie that took place in
Japan.
Japan.
That we're going to get to that one. Apparently, it's good.
It's really good.
Which one is that?
It's called The Wolverine.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that one.
But anyways, so I'll keep it brief, as my X-Men updates are. I gave it a 5 out of 10 because it's still good in some areas. But I just feel bad because it got rushed and the CG just wasn't the greatest. And there were some story holes that I thought... Is that a weird way to say that?
I just don't know. I don't know if I agree. Like, can you elaborate? I'm not saying you're wrong.
The main thing was we find out that Stryker, right?
Yeah.
Stryker had a gun that had, like, adamantium bullets that, you know, could stop Wolverine. And instead of giving it to the guy who had the greatest marksmanship in the world, like the best shooter, he didn't give it to him, and he sent him to like go kill Wolverine.
Yeah, you did mention that, yeah.
And then he's like, "Oh, I got this." After he's dead. Well, I don't think he died actually, but after he got defeated.
I
can't.
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
He was in the helicopter.
I was kind of leaving it like, oh, I don't know, for them.
Oh, okay. I see.
So, he doesn't die. But, yeah, I thought that was like, okay, that's kind of dumb. Though, luckily enough, the thing was, though, because I was, like, watching this as I was watching, like, an X2, Wolverine kind of remembers a lot, like, seems vague about his past and starts, like, recalling some things. I'm like, so what are they going to do to make it seem like this never happened to him? And then... Crap.
I know. You kind of just have to. So, look, it's. Have you seen the first X-Men, like, trilogy?
Okay, time ago. But
okay.
Yeah.
So, you know that in there, Wolverine doesn't remember, like, his past. Mm-hmm. And, like, X2 is all about Alkali Lake and all that. So, this movie obviously goes back to before that.
Oh, so you're, like, an X-Men guy.
I mean, a little bit. For the movies,
he's an X-Man.
He's an.
So, obviously, you know everything that happens in Origins gets. It's not mentioned in the first three. It's like a prequel movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's meant to be a prequel movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that stands now.
The timeline's still screwed up. Still definitely a prequel movie.
But Stryker has the gun, has an adamantium bullet, and he explains in the movie that if he shoots Wolverine in the head, it won't kill him, and because his brain will grow back, but he can't grow back memories.
Yeah, so he'll lose some.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Which, I was just trying to, like, not avoid, you know, go super into spoilers, and I guess that's kind of like, whatever. But it was overall okay. I'm thinking First Class can be better. I'm excited for First Class.
We'll see.
I think it's going to be better than Origins Wolverine.
It depends. Yeah. First Class isn't bad, but it's where the timelines start to get really weird, because it's when the younger cast comes in, and it's a prequel to the first three again, but they change some stuff, and it's...
Right. But, though, on another note with X-Men, we both have started watching the X-Men animated series in anticipation for 97. I'm further ahead than Brennan is. Mm-hmm. I'm on, like, the last couple episodes. It's kind of the last big thing before the season ends.
Of season one?
Yeah.
Oh.
I won't say, like, the title card just because of that, but so far, I enjoy it.
I know what you're talking about, but what? Days of Future Past?
Yeah, so I'm on the Days of Future Past. And so far, it's pretty good. Like, the whole show, I'm enjoying it. I'm getting used to the voice actors. I'm starting to like Wolverine a lot. Mm-hmm. I think it's good. I'm really happy with it. And I'm really excited for 97. What are your thoughts on the show so far?
It's really campy.
Yeah.
Because it's 90s animated superhero cartoon. But that adds to its charm, I think. And I think it's kind of like... I don't know. It's interesting to see where the characters were compared to the movies.
Right.
This is all I've known of the characters. And so the visualization of their powers is different. Like, you see Magneto stuff and Professor X's stuff.
Which I kind
of
like. But also in a movie sense, like a live action sense, I see why they popped that out.
Yeah. I think it works. It's just interesting to see kind of like what the characters were before they are who I know them as.
So. Yeah, definitely. And for anybody who is listening, if you watched the X-Men animated series and you enjoyed it, I highly recommend, if you haven't, watching, like, Batman the Animated Series. Mm. That's wonderful. I'm working through it. The animation is stellar in that. And also, I watched a good chunk of Spider-Man the Animated Series, and this isn't like the original. It's around the same time as X-Men. There's like 5 seasons to it, and I'm on like season 3. I think it's actually very good. The animation is better than what X-Men is. And of course, I love Spider-Man more, so it's just kind of, it hits home for me. But if you are craving more Spider-Man content, that's definitely something I check out. Also, Spectacular Spider-Man. That's great. Sad that they never continued the show. But that's our X-Men update. That's
the X-Men update?
That's it.
What would you rate X-Men Origins Wolverine?
I said a 5 out of 10. And what would you give it?
I'd probably give it a 7.
Okay.
It's entertaining and the story's pretty
solid. That is
fair. The CGI is what, you know, takes away from it.
There was Nate's X-Men update, folks. All right. Do we want to do One Piece now?
I don't want to spoil it for him. So if he wants to leave the room,
because I'm
going to
watch
it.
One Piece.
Yeah, you are.
I can barely even follow what they're saying, so if you just want to not pay attention.
Yeah.
Just...
Okay, so...
Wait. Spoilers for One Piece. Where did we end off?
So we stopped at Logetown, which this is right before the Grand Line. It's practically where they stop before the Grand Line. And here, Luffy wants to go visit where the King of the Pirates...
Give us a recap of the characters, since it's been a few episodes.
It's been last episode!
We talked about it last time.
Nope, last time.
We talked about it last time.
I'll give a recap, but we talked about it last time.
No, I mean since the first time we started One Piece.
Oh. So we've got Luffy, who's the captain of the soon-to-be-called Straw Hat Pirates.
Zoro, the greatest swordsman in the world, is his dream?
He's not yet. That's right.
Not yet.
Dream.
he's about to.
Sanji, the best character in One Piece fiction.
One Piece fiction or fiction?
Fiction. He's,
Tony Chopper, the doctor?
We haven't met Tony Chopper, the doctor.
Did we go to another place before the Grand Line? Oh, is he in the Grand Line?
Folks, this is, don't listen to Tyler.
Is he in the Grand Line? makes sense.
So, we have Sanji, who is the
Scratch Chopper
for the Straw Hat Pirates.
Usopp.
We got Usopp, the sniper, the brave warrior, quotation marks.
And the liar.
Yes. And Nami, the...
Navigator,
there we go. So that's the crew right now. They stop at Logetown because they needed to get supplies before going on the Grand Line. And Luffy wanted to visit... Go ahead.
Zoro takes out a loan from Nami. At like a million percent interest.
The Navigator.
They only Navigator.
Nami's the Navigator who likes money a lot.
Like
Zoro then takes care of all the finances. Zoro broke...
Well, so Nami takes all the money, so she has to distribute it.
Takes a 20,000 berry loan from Nami to go get swords.
And this is where he gets, like, a very... a cursed sword.
Yeah, a cursed sword worth a million berries, is it?
I can't remember. Berries. But it was cursed, and...
It's cursed.
Berry is the currency.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he does end up getting it, because the swords... The person selling the sword at first is like, I don't want to sell this to you, because it's cursed, you know, conscience or whatever. And... he's like, all right, if I'm lucky, you know, the sword won't, like, chop my arm off, because he threw it up, and it was, like, right above his arm, and, like, kind of spun down, and it spun perfectly, so it missed his arm, and, like, wrapped around his arm without, like, cutting it, and then landed on the floor. So he took it, whatever. But another of the big reasons we're here, probably the biggest reason, is Luffy wanted to visit, where the King of the Pirates, Gold Roger, was executed. And... We find out here also that Buggy the Clown and Captain Alvida are both back and trying to find Luffy, because Buggy wants to kill Luffy, and I'm pretty sure Alvida wanted to marry Luffy at this point, which is kind of similar to a character we'll find out later, because she ate this thing, like, I think it's called the Slim Slim Fruit or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Alvida's not as important, but Buggy ends up finding Luffy, and they kind of, like, battle for a second. It's nothing huge. But what happens is they're on the executioner stand, where Gold Roger was executed. And Luffy gets stuck inside, like, the thing that they'd chop your head off in. And when Buggy was about to execute him, but then, like, lightning strikes down on it. It tumbles down, and Luffy is fine. But...
Wasn't that Dragon?
I don't think it was Dragon's doing.
I think it might have been Dragon, though.
Don't listen to
Dragon. Richard Dragon saved him.
this is where we find Smoker, who is trying, and Smoker's here too. He's a Navy captain, I think.
Because I'm pretty sure Dragon's at Logtown, isn't
stop,
it?
Stop, stop, stop. Stop talking. I don't know. We'll I'm get. Sure he was I'll there. Get to it.
Okay. I don't think you will.
So, Smoker is, I believe, a captain in the Navy. And he's like, okay, I'm going to catch Straw Hats, whatever. So, as they're trying to escape, he catches Luffy, and since he's a devil fruit eater himself, he's got this smoke fruit, which pretty much makes him where he can transform any part of his body into smoke, so it's kind of hard to fight him. So he pins Luffy down, and he's about to kill Luffy, actually, when somebody stops him, and it's a mysterious figure who goes by the name of Dragon.
Is that where we left off?
No, that's where
oh. I was. We left off when we got to this oh. to the island. This is all new.
Oh.
But he stops Smoker, and Luffy and the gang get on the ship, get away, and they start heading up the Grand Line. And you might be better at explaining actually how the Grand Line works, because you are a lot better at geography. So try to explain it, because I know I'm going to do a terrible job.
So it's there's the Northwest, East, and South Blue, all segmented by a strip of water that goes down, is basically the equator, if you think about it. It's just one long stretch of water and islands, and then that's surrounded by a calm belt that's a couple miles long on each side, at least. And then there's very few, and then, like, you can enter through the calm belt, but there's no wind, water's not moving, so it's hard to get into the Grand Line just entering it. Or otherwise you get stuck in the calm belt. Otherwise, there's very certain points that you have to enter the Grand Line through.
Yeah, there are certain points where you can enter the Grand Line, but that's through Navy. So pirates really can't do that. So you have to, like, go up a stream and down it.
Reverse mountain.
Reverse mountain. So that's what they do. They get up it, and they're going down it, and they're looking. And they're like, something is blocking our path. And they thought it was a rock, but it turned out to be a big-ass fucking whale.
Laboon!
Yes, it turns out to be a laboon. And we find out that they all get kind of swallowed up.
Yeah, they get swallowed up by the boom.
And when they're inside it, they find that it looks like just like
an island.
An island. Like, and there's there's literally a little island in there. And like the body of the whale was painted to look like sky and stuff. And they find out a dude's living in there.
What's the name of that guy?
Oh, I don't know.
He's important. He's part of Roger's crew.
Not Roger's.
Shanks's. He's part of one of those crews.
I'll tell you after.
Because he knows about hockey.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay, anyways. This is such a bad job. Yeah, but anyways.
They also meet, I don't know the guy's name, but Miss Sunday and
Miss All Sunday. Wait, no, not Miss All Sunday, because that's somebody else.
But, yeah. But
I can't
Monday?
Remember. Maybe. Anyways, we find her out to be. So, let me get to that, actually. So, we meet this guy, and he's like, he's been taking care of Laboon, because when his crew came through the Grand Line in the same area, they befriended this whale, and they loved it and whatever. Actually, it was before. It was before they went to the Grand Line, they befriended the whale.
Yeah.
And when they were getting ready to leave for the Grand Line, they're like, you can't come with us, because it's too dangerous. So when they go over, and they get over the, water or whatever, they find that Laboon followed them. And, you know, they stayed for a little bit right there, but they're like, we have to keep going. And this dude decides to stay back. This dude's like, I'll stay with Laboon for when you guys come back, you know, circle the, because their goal was, like, to circle the Grand Line, or circle the world. And that's why he's there. And this,
I'm pretty sure it's Shanks' crew, Roger's crew.
I want to tell you, because I don't want to give away the character either. But this is where we also meet people who work for this company called Baroque Works, which we'll find out later what they are. But we meet, and I can't remember their actually like what their secret names are. Is but the main character is Vivi, and she's with somebody else. But we find out that Vivi is working undercover for Baroque Works because she's trying to save her kingdom of Alabasta. And that is what this big arc's going to be. And I'll stop there. I'll say one. I've said it every time. I'm going to say it again. Read or watch One Piece. Don't just take ours.
Yeah.
It's an interesting adaptation. But yeah. Do we have anything to talk about? I do need to give my recommendation.
Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool.
Aha! Yeah, what the actual ever-loving fuck are your ratings of Deadpool?
What are your ratings of Deadpool?
He's got the first one as a 2 out of 5.
What?
And you want to know, like, the big reason, as he stated in his review, was because...
This is my review for 2.
That was...
Wait, you
no,
got
two
to see Ryan Reynolds' ass.
You see, he doesn't like Ryan Reynolds. He doesn't like when Deadpool gets to be Deadpool.
Are you a female?
What?
That has to be.
Only response. So... I don't know. It's just like, it's upsetting that you don't like Ryan Reynolds because he's improvising. Yeah, but that's kind of like, I feel like that's just
that's
perfectly
Deadpool.
Deadpool. It's Deadpool. Mm. So I think you're just annoyed with the character, which is
Deadpool breaks the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's funny for 10 minutes. Then he does it for 2 hours.
It's funny for the whole movie.
It's funny. It's funny every single time he does it.
Especially since they could literally go as far as they wanted with it.
Let me make my point after I finish my porn pipe.
Deadpool just has the power of time manipulation. He just pauses time. He's like, yeah, guys. I...
He does kind of, yeah.
Here's the thing. Me and Deadpool.
Like a relationship.
You know, here's me and Deadpool, we've had a rocky past.
We're getting a divorce.
I wasn't very into her. I mean, at first, I never really watched it. It was she was on Disney Plus. And so I said, you know what? I'll give her 2 hours of my time. I said, might be worth giving her a shot.
Oh, it definitely is.
Oh, I watched it.
Dude. So you probably watched it when you were tired and cranky. As you watch some movies and give bad readings.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
To quote Sean Fennessy.
Oh, my God.
This isn't his quote about Deadpool. This is just a quote from him. As Griffin Newman pointed out, that's very funny. It's quite poor. I think the humor is annoying. It's it's proud of itself for being quirky,
Deadpool.
Except it's not really quirky. There's movies that have done that 10 times better.
Like
Fleabag, that's more of a TV show. But fourth wall humor. I can't think of any right now. You put me on the spot.
Oh yeah.
No, but well, we can tell you one that's really good. Deadpool, Deadpool 2, Deadpool 3.
I understand, but not really, because it's the problem is that's not that's Deadpool. If they did it differently, then they would be doing
Annie
a disservice
Hall.
To the character. What?
Annie Hall, movie from the 70s, does break the fourth wall perfectly.
I think Deadpool did a great job breaking the fourth wall. And I want to rewatch them, and we're going to once we get to the end of our X-Men marathon. Well, not marathon, but it, watches.
Yeah.
Deadpool as like a series, it's just not on my wavelength. I don't like it.
Well, the other thing is, like, you've fallen off the superhero genre, too.
But it's also, Deadpool says, oh, let me eat my chimichangas, the most random food in the world. And it's like, oh.
Did he say that in the
movie? Yeah, I don't think he ever.
He likes chimichangas.
He does like chimichangas.
Yeah, comics and stuff.
No, but the point, he likes them because it's the most random food that you can think of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deadpool. It's just like, why do you gotta be quirky, bro? Just eat hamburgers. I don't know.
It's Deadpool.
He's Deadpool, like...
See.
I don't know.
He's an outcast. Always has been.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think you're faulting a character for being what he... Like, I get... So you just hate the character Deadpool himself.
I hate Ryan Reynolds, too.
That's fucking stupid. Like, I don't think he's hot, personally. I'm, like, one in a million. But I do think he's the perfect cast for Ryan... Or for Deadpool.
Yeah,
I don't
Ryan
think
Reynolds
else
can play Ryan Reynolds very well.
Yeah, that's what you said. You said it was Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds. It was Deadpool being Deadpool.
Oh, so the origin of chimichangas with Deadpool is that he didn't actually know what the food was. He just liked the sound of chimichanga.
See, that's something... Yeah, that's Deadpool. That's funny.
Are you laughing?
Yeah.
Yes.
So do you like Deadpool 2 better or worse
than the
first
better.
One? Okay. That's fair.
But
that one is
Deadpool
better.
2 'cause is by the director of Bullet Train.
Oh, so that's why you gave it a poor rating.
It was annoying. 6 out of 10 is not a poor rating for me.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, that's not. I, based
on
what you said,
it means I kind of liked it.
Right.
Which I did, because as you said, it's just Deadpool being Deadpool.
Right.
But I don't
You don't like Deadpool.
It's Deadpool. But could they have done... Who would you rather have played Deadpool? And how would you rather them have done Deadpool?
Well, let me think for
I'm
a second.
No.
Ryan Gosling.
No.
Ken.
No.
Yes.
No. No, no, no. No.
He's walking away.
No.
That would be good.
It is Ryan Reynolds.
I love Ryan Gosling and
Will Arnett. Will Arnett, Lego Batman.
Not a terrible idea, but I think Ryan Reynolds hits it. Anyways, Ryan Gosling. I think he's great in Barbie, one of the only good parts of that fucking movie. And in La La Land, he is quite literally Jesus himself. I love him, but he's not. Yeah.
Now let's just make Deadpool Morgan Freeman.
Ah, that's a good choice, too. They can make jokes about how he's Morgan Freeman, and he has to narrate everything.
That'd be terrible. I'm going to be completely honest.
Steve Carell.
No! He's too busy with Threat Level Midnight.
True.
But, okay, I see where you're coming from, and it's more of just the character.
I feel like Steve Carell could have made an amazing Deadpool. Not even going to cap. Better than Ryan Reynolds.
No.
Michael Scott is Deadpool.
No, that wouldn't be better.
Yes.
That's good in theory, but I don't know if that would translate.
The other thing is, I don't think Steve Carell would cuss a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also the guy who thinks John Krasinski could play Batman.
No.
He could.
No.
I think he could play a good Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, see?
He could be a fine Bruce Wayne.
But I don't know if he would be a good Batman, per se.
And that's been the problem. They've been, like, struggling to strike that balance. Because with, like, the Batman, we have a great Batman.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But the Bruce Wayne is not where he should be
yet. It's a different take.
It's a different take where I think we'll see him as a better Bruce Wayne, but still, Robert Pattinson isn't, like, who I'd imagine as Bruce
Wayne.
He's
not, yeah.
I like the Bruce Wayne from Gotham.
Gotham.
As the kid.
I always forget that show exists.
Yeah, me too.
Cal Kestis, I've never seen it, but I've seen clips of it.
I never watched that show.
I've never seen it either, but I've seen clips. I'm like, I like that Bruce Wayne.
I watched some of it. It's all right, but the thing is, like, I liked it, but that was when I was a kid and liked everything. It's not actually that good. I can promise you. But Christian Bale was a great Bruce Wayne, I think, but he's not my Batman. I really hate his voice.
He was a good Batman.
I'm gonna swear to me.
That, I mean, it's like a realistic, like.
Well, that's the Batman at this point.
I don't think he changes his voice. Like, I think he just uses his voice.
He's got a little more of a lower tone to it.
It may be, but
I just think it fits better.
He doesn't growl. I don't like Ben Affleck's, like, doesn't he have, like, the voice modulator thing? I'm not a big fan of that.
I like Ben Affleck as Batman. I think he strikes literally, I think he was honestly a very good choice. He does a great, like, he looks and I think plays the part of Bruce Wayne pretty well for the bare minimum we see of it. And I think this Batman was pretty good for the most part. I'm a little worried about the killing thing, but he's very ruthless, kind of like Arkham Batman.
I'm not a fan of the low little ears.
That's fair.
Back on Krasinski Batman, I don't think he should be Jim as Batman. I don't know if you saw, what's the Tom Clancy thing he did?
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan. That showed me he could be an action star.
I think he's a Batman. I don't think he's a superhero kind of guy, other than his appearance as Mr. Fantastic. But I think that's like a one and done, or he can show up in a multiverse type thing. I don't think it's like, and he said it himself, I'm pretty sure. He said, I don't want to be in a superhero role.
Well, he's
like,
not. Isn't Pedro Pascal?
Yes, Pedro Pascal now is going to be Mr. Fantastic, and we've already talked about that.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
But, more like superhero movie news. I've been seeing stuff, and this has kind of been flown around for a while, but I've been seeing stuff more recently about Sony and Marvel arguing about what Spider-Man 4 should be.
Mm.
Sony being the fucking dumbasses they are.
Why would anybody listen to them?
Right. And they're like, no, we need to rush it out. It needs to come out next year, and it needs to have Andrew Garfield, Toby back in it. They want a No Way Home 2.0. That would
ruin Spider-Man. All of their movies fail.
Yeah. You know what Marvel wants? Kevin Feige? He wants a grounded goddamn Spider movie. Woo! Thank you, Kevin Feige. Kevin Feige wants a grounded Spider-Man movie, and that's what it should be. It should be street level. That's what we need now. Peter Parker is literally at the lowest point in his life, and it's perfect. It's a perfect setup. If they try to bring back Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire as much as I love that, it's not the right time. That's something for, like, Secret Wars or whatever the Kang Dynasty movie is going to be now, because I'm pretty sure they're done with Kang. But whatever multiversal thing they're doing, this movie should be, like, Spider-Man and Daredevil, maybe.
I saw somewhere that they were done with Kang after Quantumania failed.
Yeah, they're like, due to poor results, like, poor ratings. Like, that's not Kang's fault. He was quite... Jonathan Majors, unfortunately, you know, he is an idiot.
Oh, like, well, he was fine.
But he was great.
I like the bit on Blank Check where they were like, Jonathan Majors, which, as we are checking here, is no longer a person. Kind of funny.
Yeah. Kang was, like, the best part of that movie.
Yeah, because Loki did fine with Kang.
I haven't finished season two, but what I saw of him was very good.
I haven't seen season two, but
yeah, he was
just one.
Yeah, season one.
And I watched, yeah, then Kang's just fine.
Something that I wanted to point out, since we're near the end of the episode, I was wrong on the last episode. The Imitation Game was nominated for Best Picture.
Ah, see?
I made a big stink about... They only nominated 9 movies. They could nominate 10. I thought it came out in 2015, but it came out in 2014. I looked at the nominees for
Did they
10.
Nominate 10 then still?
Let me see.
Because if they didn't, then we could still riot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Time to look for movies.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Huh?
They nominated Whiplash.
Okay.
American Sniper, which I haven't seen, but I've heard good things. Birdman, great movie. Grand Budapest Hotel.
This is like a great year for movies.
Yeah, great movie. Imitation Game, good movie. Selma, great movie. And then two movies I haven't seen, The Theory of Everything, which I know
I've
like.
Seen that. Yeah. I think it's very good.
And Boyhood, which I've heard mixed things about. But
so what won?
I think Boyhood.
Oh, come the
Actually,
fuck
hang on.
You're probably right.
Birdman.
Okay, you know, I'll give them that. As a drummer, I want Whiplash to win, but,
yeah,
like,
but
I respect. Yeah, I respect Birdman. I haven't seen it, but I know like it's great from what I watch too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah,
are we at the end of the episode?
I think we're at the end of the episode. So,
anything else you want to say, Tyler?
Nope.
That's the end, folks.
I got a recommendation.
We have a recommendation from Nate Hall.
All right. So. As I said before originally, and this is not going to be it now, I was going to recommend A Hard Day's Night, but seeing as to one-third of this podcast won't watch it because it's in black and white, I'm going to change that and up the guarantee that he'll watch it because it's going to be anime.
Dub, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to watch the dub. I love the dub. The movie is going to be...
We need a drum roll sound effect.
Drum roll.
Just bring in a snare drum. Drum solo.
Howl's Moving Castle.
Woo! Woo! Have you seen it, Brinders?
I have not.
We're going to talk about Howl's Moving Castle next Thursday for us, but Monday for you.
We hope you enjoy this podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
Don't forget to drink your chocolate milk.
And G Fuel.
Wait.
G Fuel, please sponsor us.
Tyler. Any new G Fuel flavors come out recently that you are enjoying?
Well, not that came out yet.
Nah.
There is going to be coming out a Persona 3 Reload G Fuel.
Or My Hero Academia G Fuel.
Nope. I don't want Deku's fucking cum milk.
I'm cutting... Tyler, so you were drinking chocolate milk. How was it? Was it good? Pretty good?
Mm-hmm.
Say it.
Chocolate milk's good.
Good?
For every scenario.
Pretty good or good?
Good.
Great. Is it
God tier? Yep.
Say chocolate milk is God tier.
Chocolate milk is God tier.
Okay. Now the machines have that to make your AI voice say whatever they want. Okay. That was episode 5, ladies and gentlemen. That's insane. We do this once a week. It's the fifth
week of school, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any last words, Nate?
Thanks for tuning in.
Brenders?
Thanks.
Anything you want to plug or?
Yeah, watch The Goonies and Breakfast Club if you haven't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Robbie, Waters, listening. Watch The Goonies, dude.
Was that real?
What?
No.
What?
Is it Helldivers G Fuel?
Democracy was the title.
Helldivers 2 G Fuel. If you want to join the democracy fighting,
join the fight for democracy.
They should have done Liberty.
Oh, they should have.
G Fuel, listen.
Liberty.
Okay, Tyler, say your last words again.
Sorry. Don't forget to drink your chocolate milk.
Nope, that wasn't.
That wasn't the last words.
Chocolate milk is great now. Say it.
Chocolate God-tier. Milk is great. God tier.
Say it in full.
Chocolate milk is God tier. What do you want from me?
Okay. Have a happy Best Picture Day, folks.